Ultimate Failure by Jerry King Wobodo. We are handed a magical and beautiful world to preserve, recreate, nurture, and protect. But what have we done? We've created chaos, altered the balance of nature, and created an unnatural technosphere within a natural universe. What an aberration. Our unquenching desire to defy nature has brought upon us a catastrophe that will in the end consume us. We've brought upon ourselves a time that is indeed the end. The clock is ticking fast, faster than usual, while we pace behind. The people of our world will not quench their thirst for the unnatural. We eat synthetic food, sleep with the aid of synthesized drugs, aided by machines, we bask in the euphoria of the new world we have created, the technosphere, but ignore the warning signs coming from Mother Nature. Mother Nature is calling, but who is answering? Our glaciers are pelting away, thinning out every second at the most alarming rate, and our oceans are rising at astronomical speed. Rising temperatures, forest fires, and massive heat waves. We see these every day. We see the worst drought in sub-Saharan Africa, hunger as a result, war as a result, and conflict, causing extreme hunger and starvation, leading to a rebirth of slavery as people risk their lives to cross the Mediterranean while seeking a better life in Europe. Soon waters will reclaim our beautiful isles and the oceans. Soon we will get to a point when man will scramble for food and fresh water, because our population will require more food than is produced globally. Our dependence on machines, unethical biological engineering, and alterations of chemicals within the natural body has resulted in the alarming increase of cancer cases globally. Mother Nature blessed us with a beautiful roof it called the ozone. But our emissions are destroying this beautiful protection provided for our safety from UV rays. Chlorofluorocarbons are still used as refrigerants in Africa. Glass flaring from burning fossil fuels still go on unhindered in developed and underdeveloped nations. How can we save ourselves? Do we throw away our technology, our knowledge, and return to the Neolithic era? The answer is no. What we can do better than just harness the resources of the earth for our own selfish desires, not forgetting that the human species will not end with us. We have to pass on the torch to our children, their children, and their children's children. We must stop burning fossil fuels, biofuels, hydropower, and solar energy. Will be a better and cleaner alternative. Cars that run on ethanol zero emissions to replace the ones that send metric tons of CO2 into our atmosphere daily. We should harness the solar power potentials that are bound in West and Central Africa, sufficient enough to supply us with adequate electricity. Mother Nature loves us, and we should return our immense love by making the world greener and bluer. Refuse to fill our atmosphere with harmful gases and recycle our synthetic waste. Let us bear in mind that the human species can go extinct if our earth blazes. If we fail in our ultimate responsibility and let our world collapse in our hands, we must pay for our great negligence, indeed, with death and destruction befalling the human race. My name is Jerry King.